The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Marty Meaney is the editor of tech website goose.ie and he is going to explain how to avoid being scammed. Sage advice coming your way in just a moment, but Roisin Gillen wishes she had that advice. She is from the Pretty Baked Bakery. Roisin, talk to me. What happened?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, it happened back at the start of the year where I basically received a text from gov.ie. It was, at the time, it was about the electricity credit. And I had literally just had, I just received the second part of the electricity credit in my account that Friday. And then on the Sunday, I got a message to say that it was eligible for the second one. And I'm usually very, very protective of messages, but I just wasn't really thinking. I clicked into it and it sent me to the gov.ie website and everything. And it ended up, I clicked on another thing and it seemed kind of dodgy then, and I X'd out of it all and checked my accounts and froze my cards and everything and thought everything was okay for about an hour. And then I received a phone call from people pretending to be from the AIB asking if my account had been hacked and that my account had been hacked and asking me if I had responded to a text message or an email earlier that morning. Which I told them that I had, and they had asked me for a couple of details, and again, I wasn't going to give them to them, and I told them that I was going to hang up and call AIB back myself. And when I got off the phone to them, I checked my account, and everything had been taken from my personal and my bakery business account.
Everything?
Everything was shown up at zero, and it was quite terrifying. So when I called AIB back, I explained everything that had happened, and I was very lucky. They had explained to me that what they do is they'll send a message and that'll give them like basic access to the account. And then when they call you looking for the other details, that's when they can get full access. So what they had done is they had sent any money that I had in my accounts, they could only send it to saved contacts that I had, so they couldn't actually access my money. All they could do was move it. And then when they get full access to your account, if you give them the information on the phone, they cancel those transactions and then they send all of the money to their accounts then. So I was very lucky in that regard that it only went as far, I was able to retrieve most of the money back from that.
God, it must have been a terrifying few hours though, or something, was it?
It was awful. It was absolutely terrifying. Especially as a business owner, it was really, really scary. And it had actually happened a few weeks later because when I had spoken to the bank, they'd obviously changed all my details and everything, but they made an error and they never actually sent me out new bank cards. And about 3 weeks later, I was at home and I had a notification that someone was trying to use my bank card. And so when I went back into my account again, more money had been taken, and it's because they had never actually issued me with new cards. So a few weeks later, I kind of had to go through the process again, which was not ideal, and that was harder to get the money back because they had actually just used it online, you know what I mean?
But ultimately, was absolutely not your fault and nothing to do with you.
Yeah, no, no, no. But you know what? It can happen so easily.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned Marty, who's with us in studio. Marty, you're kind of in the business of offering advice to people like Roisin, and despite offering that advice, I understand you got, sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but you were scammed yourself.
Yeah, you would think it affects my credibility a small bit.
It's experience, Marty. Exactly. So you're speaking from the point of view of experience.
I wanted to research how the scams
work.
That's
it, exactly. That's a good answer.
Yeah, so I was running for the Dart one day and I was waiting for a package from... I'm supposed to come through the UK through customs, and when I was waiting for it, it was a Thursday, and I got a text message early on Thursday morning, and I was like, great, finally I'll be able to get this done, get it paid, and I'll have it by the weekend. Excellent. Ignored a couple of pretty blatant red flags, clicked through to the link. It looked like the Unpost website was very, very believable. Mm. Ignored one massive red flag, which was Google Pay, because I should obviously know they hadn't integrated that. And yeah, next thing I knew, now it wasn't that much. It was €250 that was gone, because basically they started peppering my account trying to take out €500 for some fashion website that I wouldn't have shopped on. But then it went down to like €400 or €300. And luckily I just didn't have that much in my bank account. It was my Revolut, so I didn't have that much in it.
Okay.
But they were peppering the account trying to see what was in it. And they went down to, I think it was, they went down to 100, then they did that again, and then they got another 50 out buying gift cards for some digital gift card website. So
they're getting more and more sophisticated is the problem. I mean, there was a time that you would have been in this studio or elsewhere or your equivalent saying, listen, if some prince of some kingdom you've never heard of in Africa emails you to say that you're his long lost relative and he needs to rest $15 million in your account, it's probably a scam. We're a long, long way from that today. Is it going to get worse with AI?
Definitely. AI is the driver. Like, it's like the website that I was talking about there, the Unpussed fake website that I was talking about, that could have easily been built with AI. Like, we used to look out for bad grammar and poor spelling, because that was the giveaway that this was a scam website or a scam text message. But AI, we all know how well AI can write English for us now. It can translate. It can do an amazing amount of stuff like that. It's going to make these scams much, much harder to spot. And that's why the one thing I'd always tell people is that we've said for years, seeing is believing, but I'm afraid those days are behind us. Like, just look last week with the Gardaí asking people to stop doing the home invader prank on TikTok, because these pictures were so convincing that people were falling for it and they were getting called out to all these houses that weren't actually call-outs at all. So, like, we can't trust what we see anymore. We have to be much more critical of everything out there.
And so what's the advice then? Because people are shopping online, so you might be getting kind of notifications or emails, or you might be contacted by customs and revenue, whatever it happens to be. Like, all that still has to happen to a degree. And how does that work if we're going to be suspicious of it all?
So there's two things, I guess. The first thing is, obviously, there's a lot of talk about regulators and stuff stepping in to do what they can, and they should. Like, you know, there's the new registry from Comreg that if there's a text from a phone number that's not recognised, it'll come up as likely fraud. That's a good thing. But I do think it sometimes shifts the responsibility away from us, the individual, a little bit too much. I do think we need to pay attention to these things. I've adopted what I call zero trust. You assume everything's a scam, and it's not like tinfoil hat territory. It's, you have to just assume that every time some company or some bank or something like that, some institution is contacting you, just assume it's a scam, and then go about your due diligence about how do you verify if it's true or not. Like, go to their website. Don't go through any links that they've given you in the message. Go to the website yourself through a search engine or something like that. Find the details there and verify that they would have contacted you at all. And if you have to pick up the phone and call them again, don't call a number that they've given you.
What I find interesting about Roisin's story is the two-pronged nature of it. You know what I mean? There's the initial message to click on, and then immediately there's this follow-up phone call, which would suggest, a degree of sophistication that a lot of us maybe suspect isn't there.
So it seems sophisticated, and this one probably is a little bit more sophisticated, but a lot of time it's dumb luck. Like, you know, if I got that text message from the scammers about Unpussed,
it's the version of kind of throw enough you-know-what at the wall and some of it will stick. If we just pepper a million people with those messages, we only need one or two people to click on the link.
Exactly. Like, I've gotten text messages about my AIB account has been compromised. I'm like, that's gas. I don't have an AIB account. But if all of a sudden that switches over to a Bank of Ireland account, which I do have, and I'm doxing myself live on air here, but if I do have that, and then it goes, oh, that's something I need to pay more attention to. And, you know, they'll target AIB because they've got one of the biggest bases in Ireland, so they'll know there's a bigger chance of success there.
Roisin, have you changed the way you behave now, or the way you interact with people who contact you by email or by text or by phone?
Yeah, I mean, I was always quite vigilant about it anyway, but again, it's just all it takes is that one little slip where you're just not really thinking. But like, I get them all the time. I get them for prepaid power electricity. I get the Unpussed ones. And same as what he was just saying, like, I just assume everything's a scam now. And that's what I do. I just assume absolutely every kind of contact is just a scam.
Marty, they were able to contact Roisin because obviously they got access to like emails or phone numbers. Should we be more circumspect about who we share our contact details with or where we share them, or is that genie out of the bottle?
To a certain extent, that genie's out of the bottle. Like, our message, our emails and phone numbers are everywhere. Like, every time you see a website get hacked or some data leak happens on some website that you're signed up to, it's already out there. Like, you're better off to assume that your data is out there, and that, again, back to the zero trust idea, that you just assume everything is a scam, because it's just safer for you to take on that responsibility and just assume that your data has been compromised out there somewhere.
So given this terrifying AI future that we're staring down the barrel of, what is your advice to people? Just to be suspicious?
Be suspicious, yeah. Eyeball everything as being somebody trying to take your money. It's pretty much all you can do, because, like, I know I've been trying to think what's the big key indicator for a scam these days, but they have become so advanced it's just impossible to eyeball them.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get
you. Exactly.
Marty, thanks a million. Marty Meaney is the editor of tech website Goosed.ie. Roisin Gillen is the owner of Pretty Baked, the bakery in Donegal. Roisin, thank you very much as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.